Blog Talk Radio.
Let's go.
Hey girl, how you doing? My name is Charlie. Let's make I was wondering if I could take you out.
Show you
a good time. Invite you to my house. Here is my number. Girl, you can call me. And don't forget it, eh? The name is Charlie.
Frank Williams Show. And guess what?
Thank you guys for listening in to the show. You're listening live to the 2012 Frank Williams Show. The brand new 2012 Frank Williams Show. The reason I call it brand new, why is that? That's because, you know, I started this show, and I'm going to rant for just a minute. I started this show for my high school alumnus, the alumni of Douglas High School. I started this show for that, so that we could listen to the show, get information on our, you know, reunion stuff and what's going on and all this stuff. And I had some of the committee workers to come on to the show and tell you guys what was going on. And bam, it worked out great. And now that the reunion has come and gone, now I said, okay, that's over. I need to have a new title for my show. I need to start over. I need to keep the audience that I have and fly with this. Because I got a nice audience. And thank you guys for listening. The call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. Call into the show. Give your opinion. Or just call in and say hello to me. I don't mind. I love that. Now, guys, I promote the show daily on Facebook and Twitter. If you have a Twitter account, you can follow us on Twitter at The Frank W Show. Twitter at The Frank W Show. You can also follow the show on Facebook. If you have a Facebook account, go into your account, go to the top of the page, and type in the search box there, The Frank Williams Show. Okay, Williams with an S. Show with an S. The Frank Williams Show on Facebook. And the show page should come up there. You guys, voila. Whether you're on Facebook or Twitter or on both, you'll never miss an episode of the show if you don't want to. Okay? So, I appreciate you guys being here tonight. Those that are listening via internet, on Blog Talk Radio, welcome. Those that are listening via cell phone, welcome to the show. And thank you for listening in. Now, tonight, I have a great show for you. I'm excited about this. Tonight is Halloween, right? The 31st day of October. October's already done. October is done. We're into November. We're getting ready for, you know, Thanksgiving's almost here. I mean, where did May, June, July, August, where did they go? And, you know, I don't know. We were always told that by our parents that, hey, the older you get, the faster time goes. Or, I guess, the faster time seems to go. You know what I'm saying? Back when we were young, in our 20s, we were like, okay, you get sick and no big deal, you get over it, right? Now you get sick, you know, you'd be like, man, is it my time? You know, is it my time? You know, man, I need to get to a doctor, you know, get myself checked out. But that's how it is. The older you get, I mean, it's a big cycle. And it's amazing how it works. Okay. Anyway, just reminiscing a little bit. But again, guys, call in number to the show, 818-301-5834. I have a tremendous show for you tonight. Like I said, and our show tonight is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all your tax or accounting needs, call the professionals at CPA on Duty. whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, or corporate accounting, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with all your concerns. 770-732-0244. That's 770-732-0244. And thank you to our sponsor. Now, guys, tonight's show is Halloween. Tonight is October 31st. It's Halloween. You know, the crazies are at Six Flags, right? And the haunted houses, they're all going, and everybody's excited. The QT is stacked in. And here's the deal. Halloween is just not what it used to be. And that's the name of the show. I mean, Halloween is not what it used to be. I remember when we were growing up, okay, we were excited about Halloween. Okay, if it came on the weekend, that was even bigger. You know, if it was on a Saturday or a Sunday or a Friday or Saturday or Sunday, if Halloween falls on any one of those days, that's a big party. You don't have to go to school the next day. Well, if it's on Sunday, you may have to go to school. But you've been off all day on Sunday playing on Halloween. And that's what we used to do. Halloween was a huge playtime for us. And we could be outside and we could act crazy and we could paint our faces. And we walk around the neighborhood and you see all the people that in your neighborhood. Because you're walking all through the neighborhood, down this street and up this street and over this street and back down this street and back home. And you knew the houses to go to who had the good candy. And, you know, there may have been a fight, a fist fight or something. But usually there was that, you know, I don't remember a lot of fights on Halloween, maybe one. But we didn't fight, but we could walk the streets late at night and knock on folks' door and say trick or treat. And we get good candy. You know, I ain't talking about this little crap they, you know, put out in these stores today. I'm talking about good candy. You had Reese Cups and Butterfingers and Mr. Good Balls. I mean, those were, you know, just some of the chocolates. And you always get candy corn. They were pretty much the best in the world. Now they taste like crap. And then, you know, we didn't go out and buy a costume. Hey, why would you go out and buy a Halloween costume? Somebody call me and tell me, why would you go out and buy a Halloween costume? I want to hear the answer to that question. If you went out and bought a Halloween costume, I don't care if it was for you or your kid. I want to know, why'd you buy it? You know, my thing is, we never had Halloween costumes that were bought out of a store anyway. We used to just be creative and we make up something. You know, someone was saying they were ladies, of course, but they go in their mom's closet and get an old dress, put it on and make the face up. I mean, we used to paint our faces, put on this black eye stuff, and we'd make up a costume. We'd have Halloween buckets and stuff that we toted around, little little buckets that are made look like pumpkins, but they're buckets for them to put their Halloween candy in. We had either a plastic garbage bag or we had a huge paper sack. Now, paper sacks back then, not like they are now. The paper sacks we had back then were huge and thick that we got from the grocery store. You didn't have to double them up. You could put all kinds of stuff in them and carry them with no problem. And then you get home and you save them so you could shake your fried chicken in. That's what you use. Guys, I'm telling you, Halloween is just not what it used to be. Call into the show, 818-301-5834. Now, also on Halloween, we did some devilish stuff, but it wasn't ever to some of the older people or their homes and stuff like that. We did it to each other. But, you know, these kids now go around and damaging folks' property and all this kind of stuff at Halloween as a prank and get in trouble for it. That isn't something to do. If you're going to do a prank, you know, throw an egg at somebody. And not a boiled egg. I think a boiled egg is harder, right, than a not boiled egg. A boiled egg can get somebody a concussion. But a raw egg, ain't no big deal. And they may laugh about it, you know. But if they didn't, I mean, who cares? We were just pulling pranks, you know. And but we pulled them against each other. We respected people in the neighborhood, the older people in the neighborhood. We respected them. I mean, they had the green light to whoop your butt when you get out of line at their house. You know that? Now they whoop your butt. Atlanta Police Department showing up. Did you hit the child? Yeah. Come with me. Like, golly. Man, we used to get beaten. But anyway, you know, Halloween is just not what it used to be. My mom, she loved a party, and she used to party at Halloween, especially if Halloween was on the weekend, you know. And at my grandma's house, I mean, we used to party like crazy animals over there. And if Halloween was on the weekend, we partied the night before Halloween. It was just, that's just the way it was. I guess that may be the reason that I like to entertain people and party. Not party, I mean, you know, have some laughs and drinks and some food and have a good time. That's how I grew up. And at Halloween, you know, kids could hit the streets without their parents. I never, ever, and we talked about this earlier, I never had my mom with me when I went trick-or-treating. That's pretty funny, you know. Dude, your mom, what you mean? You know? Like, oh, yeah. She is a servant protect. My God. Yeah, man. That was never an option. You know, if you wanna go trick or treating, you better go. But you're out in the mix, right? But now you can't do that. You can't see your kid out in the neighborhood and go trick or treat. You'd be worried. You know? You gray faster than Obama. But, you know, that's the deal. We had a lot more freedom then than the kids do now. You know, these kids sit in the house and play video games all day after school. After school, we could not wait. I mean, I couldn't wait to get outside. And if you didn't go to school, oh, mister, you were feeling too bad this morning to go to school. But after school, you want to go outside? No, sir. I'm like, but my stomach feeling better now. It's like, I know. I'm like, man, how she know that? She knew all my tricks. I mean, she knew all my tricks. But at Halloween, too, because it's just not what it used to be. We used to come back home and dump all our candy out on the table. And we just started going through it immediately. That's all you can hear. You shuffling the cards around like you playing three card Molly or something. You know, the guys be in the motor train be saying, okay, man, which card that is? You see that card? That's your card. Okay. You move them around. You know, that's how we used to be shuffling through the candy. And I used to always go after the Reese's Cups and the Butterfingers. Yeah! Y'all remember Three Musketeer bars? Do they still have Three Musketeer bars? I wonder. Pretty sure they do. I don't know. I don't see why they wouldn't. But I like Three Musketeer, but my favorite was Butterfinger. You know, Snickers still pretty big. But, man, we used to go through, that's the kind of candy that we used to get, man. I'm serious. Snickers, them little bite-sized Snicker bars. Or two bite-sized Snicker bars. Man. That's what we used to get, man. Good candy. That's the good candy. And then a little bit later down the road, you know, I think somewhere in the Midwest or up north, they had some kids who go out trick-or-treating, and they come back and they got a razor blade in their apple and all this kind of stuff, you know, and hurt some people. Then they're like, oh, man, we better check all that candy before you start eating. Because you used to get stuff like that back then. You get an apple, orange, whatever it is at Halloween. We came back every year with apples and oranges, all kind of stuff. Candy apples. Man, y'all remember? Y'all don't remember them? Y'all don't remember the candy apples we used to get, do you? At Halloween. Man, my sister used to make candy apples, man. And those things was just, you bite your finger. They were so good. And every year she'd experiment something different. I'm going to do something different next time. And, man, they had the little crust on them and the good red apples we had and bite into that sucker. You know. knock your both front teeth out. But man, that's how it was at Halloween. Now, you know, the nice Halloween, I'm sitting around on my radio show talking to you guys on Halloween. We should be partying. We should be partying tonight. But I got to get up early in the morning, so I can't party tonight. But you guys should be partying tonight. It's Halloween. Have a good time. Go out and buy you some Snicker balls and some ice cream and have your little ice cream Snicker chocolate fudge, caramel, sprinkles, bananas, strawberries, all this stuff piled on some ice cream tonight, Halloween, October 31st, 2012. Man, we made it to another Halloween. I wonder what Halloween is going to be like, excuse me, next year. Wonder what it's going to be like next year. You know, I live in a neighborhood where there are going to be a lot of trick-or-treaters come to my house tonight. But once I run out of this little crappy candy, I'm going to shut my lights out. So, that's the way you do it, guys. If you have candy, if you want trick-or-treaters, the way you invite them is you have your porch light on. You know, whatever door you want them to come to, have that light on. That way they know that you're at home and you have candy. And they'll come. But when you don't have candy, or when you're out and run out of candy, then shut the light off outside so they know, hey, they don't have candy. And they keep going. That's the way you do it, guys. That's what Halloween is. If you didn't know that, do that. Go right now. Turn your front porch light on, and or your back porch light on. Some people's back door is the front door. So turn that light on and be ready, because they're coming. They despise the guys who criticize and minimize the enterprise of other guys whose enterprise has made them rise above the guys who criticize, don't you? Again, thank you guys for listening to the show. I appreciate it. I appreciate you. I appreciate everything you do. Keep taking care of yourself. Keep taking care of your family. You know, don't do anything crazy tonight. Just have a good time. Be safe. And if I don't talk to you again, I'll talk to you in about 23 and a half hours. So tune into the show tomorrow. And again, have a great day tomorrow. And we're headed towards a super, super weekend. Thanks, guys. It's Frank. I'm over. And I'm out.
had to